Welcome to the Too Cool for the Nerds podcast with your hosts Eric and Rajul. This is Rajul speaking.
Yeah, and I'm here too. You okay, Rajul? You were really like eager to start it, so it seems like you had something to say.
Fuck this music shit, man. I just want a titty in my mouth.
All right. We do have an ad, Rajul. It's not a paid one, but it's from our good friend Jalen. Let me see. Hotspot, presented by Know The Works, is a segmented post that occurs every Friday which shares staffed, picked, and eligible recommended original art, music, podcasts, videos, interviews, and more. For more information on how to become part of the Know The Works team/brand or modeling purposes, email knowtheworks@gmail.com for further discussion.
Ooh, you killed that. I saw you struggling a little bit, though.
I was not struggling.
You said this is official. You said...
Don't say that about me. I never struggle when it comes to a read. Jalen, he's real cool.
Jalen's the biggest supporter of this.
He really is. We talked earlier. He was telling me about how he really wants to start a brand with clothing and stuff like that. He had one out already, but he really just wants to take it further. This 2019. He said he wants to be Bape or Supreme. I don't think he wants to be hypebeast material, streetwear. He definitely wants to be out there though.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but how are you doing, Rajul?
I'm doing good.
You sure? We saw some things before starting this podcast. Yeah, we came to the realization that me and Rajul, we're not as good looking as we think we are sometimes, you know?
Yeah. It's sad. It's all these beautiful women, so I'm really into alternative girls, the fine, black girls who are, into, the weird music I'm into.
Yeah.
If you know me, then you know what that is. I like a lot of alternative music.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Speak your mind. Speak your mind.
It hit me. It didn't just hit me now. It's been hitting me for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I can look cute occasionally, right?
Yeah.
But ever since I cut my hair, the mask of cuteness is went down.
Yeah,
it went down. It's not I really gotta work for it now.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't like the colored, hair with some people, you know?
Yeah, and it's not even that. Even if my hair is short, it's just, my face. The mm-hmm. hair took away a lot from that.
Yeah.
But now I'm looking at, all these beautiful women, mm-hmm. and now my chances have, depleted. And you know something that really has me, shook?
Mm.
There was this girl.
Yeah.
She, when I originally dyed my hair, she liked it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like she lost complete interest when she saw this, because I unprivated some pictures of me.
Yeah.
It was this picture of me. I'm not going to say which picture it was and what the comment was, but she complimented me. Wait. I can show you the picture right now.
Hold on. Wait. Just say it.
No, I'm not going to say it.
We're all friends on this podcast.
No, I don't want anybody finding that.
Why? Is it bad?
No, it's just... And stop. But yeah. What was I talking about?
I don't know.
These pic, anyway, she commented on that picture, a good thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, I'm really not as handsome as I was.
But she commented a good thing, though, you said.
Yeah, but this was a picture when I had the hair.
And then, okay.
And then we were supposed to hang out, and then we never did.
Yeah, she canceled?
Oh. She just never hit me back up. I was mm-hmm. I got you.
Yeah, that's rough. I definitely have dealt with rejection in the past. We're not going to get into that because that's real rough. It wasn't that rough. It kind of was. It actually was.
It's rough for a young man.
Yeah, it's rough for a young man just trying to find some love. One of the situations did happen during the dance maybe 2 years ago.
Oh, I remember that situation.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that. The people that listen may know. If not, you can text me. I'll tell you about it. No, I won't. What am I talking about? How do you feel about Cardi B, Rajul?
I was riding the Cardi B wave for a bit.
And then I remember that.
And I hopped off of it because I think she's incredibly untalented now.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I thought she was, but she doesn't write a lot of her raps. She's
No one really writes a lot of their raps.
But that's the thing. The rappers that do write a lot of raps, even people like Kanye, who mm-hmm. doesn't write all their raps, I feel like he has a vision at least. I feel like she's just somebody who's
just here for it.
Yeah, she can rap, but you know what I mean? It's not her. thing. Like, it's not really like an art form to her. It's just like, this is another form of media to make money.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Just publicity.
Yeah, and it's just like, I have this thing with like girl rappers, like, hey, we're gonna copy, like, we're just gonna use sex to sell. Like, I feel like
that's what she's doing.
Yeah, it's just that, because I feel like, I don't have a thing, like, just rappers in general using stuff that isn't rap itself.
Excuse me.
To sell. Because it's rappers like No Name.
No Name is so good.
No Name and Tierra Whack. Those are two amazing artists that don't get nearly enough.
They definitely. I was just thinking about that. She was just on TV with SmiNo.
I know, but that's her. That was her first live performance on TV. She's like big in the alternative scene, and so was Tierra Whack. But those two are some of my like legit favorite rappers. They inspire me so much. But when I listen to like people like Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, Nicki Minaj used to be really good, but like now I feel like I'm just rambling at this point. But
no, it's fine. This is all it is. It's talking, just having a conversation.
Yeah, but I just think Nicki isn't.
Nicki used to be good.
Yeah, and especially, like, this the way they portray themselves now is just, like, I don't know. You can still use sex to sell, because that's part of it. That's part of the branding as a pop star. But it's just, like...
You think that's just, like, a crutch at this point
for them? Yeah, exactly. It's a crutch.
Mm-hmm, because I remember the reason I brought up Cardi B is because I read this thing, and it's pretty funny. Cardi B, matter of fact, let me read it off my phone. Hold up, let me grab it. Let me... Cardi B stopped the show to dig a wedgie out. She stopped the entire show to dig a wedgie out. Like, she didn't just hurry and dig it out. She had to make it aware that she had to get this out.
You know she ghetto as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up. But what if it was... I've never had a wedgie about, like, the one I'm about to describe.
Mm-hmm.
But just for the joke.
Go ahead.
But imagine if she had a wedgie that was, like... really in her, like, butt.
And you think, like, poop would come out?
No. You're dirty.
No,
I know. Mine is actually kind of worse. Okay. It's like, she had a wedgie,
mm-hmm.
and it was so far up there that it was, like, tangled up a butt hair, and it would just hurt, and like, she had to get it out.
Oh, that's disgusting. Would you ever do that? You would just stop the whole show.
If it was... No, I would finish the song. I feel like people come there for experience. They want to look at you like a super person.
Yeah, they definitely... They don't come there... Some people do, though, you think?
No, they come for the experience and, like, to see you as you. But at the same time, it's like... Cardi B don't got that, like, fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of them, like, know her for catchy songs. She does have... But people... Since she is, like, in the mainstream, a lot of people do know her personality. She has, like, cult of personality.
Yeah.
But, like, for the most part, I don't see it as like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more so, like, she has catchy songs. People are going to see those songs that they really like, love live.
Someone definitely got aroused when she did that. You think someone got aroused?
Yeah, you.
I'm kidding.
No, but I think probably it's a lot of weird dudes.
There are.
It's a lot of weird middle-aged white men. Have you ever seen like those? It's like either middle-aged white men. No, it's actually just middle-aged men in general.
Yeah, men are disgusting.
But it's like middle-aged men. No, it's either like a black dude, right? Like a ghetto black dude.
Yeah.
But he young and he got one kid, but he don't talk about it on his Instagram. And he always says some creepy shit in the comments. And then it's like...
Yeah, and his profile picture will be like...
Him real close up.
Like, yeah, real close up with like a pair of sunglasses on his... Not even on his eyes, just like on his forehead.
Yeah. And then it's like the real creepy old middle-aged white dude with a full-ass family. And
yeah, like, in the profile picture, like sitting on a couch
and he's
or something.
Like, he's like, damn, baby, let me eat you.
Yeah, like you know Malu?
Oh, you hear about Malu? Oh, wait, we're not done about that. We're not going to get on that. Wait, let me finish the last thought.
Okay.
Or it's really creepy Indian men. Who say, like, oh, can I see some of your tits and vagina?
Yeah, you know my girlfriend, Naisha. I do love it when my girlfriend sends me selfies. And then when she'll send me selfies, like, the first time she started sending me selfies, I said, like, very nice, !!
That's so creepy.
Yeah, she was like, that's definitely something, like, a 40-year-old Indian man would comment under, like... A 20-year-old's pictures.
You said very nice. You're a creep.
It's funny. But did you hear about Malu?
Yeah, I didn't search
the
for that.
The dog them. Thing?
I couldn't search for that because I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah, I wasn't going to search for that because it just feels wrong.
No, but I heard it wasn't her. It was actually a different person.
Oh, no, actually, I did see it. I saw the video. To be honest, it's always hard to tell who is who when the camera quality is always bad. In these type of videos, the camera quality is always terrible.
The most I saw was a screenshot because it was on like Twitter. No, it wasn't Twitter. It was Instagram. But they said the tattoo on the lady's leg wasn't the same tattoo as Malu. Yeah. So I just, but like, it could be photoshopped. I don't know.
It could. And then she has a dog. And then people were saying like that was the same dog. Or I guess it looked like the same dog. To be honest though, it's like, why? Why would she ever have to do that? She just got a boyfriend, I'm pretty sure. Seems like they're doing cool.
She could have R. Kelly's disease. I'm not saying, like, when yeah, I say R. Kelly's disease, this is what I mean. Like, you know how R. Kelly has all the beautiful women in the world at his disposal? Yeah, you have to fix that. Right?
Yeah. People are really defending R. Kelly.
I know, they're ridiculous. But that's he goes after little girls. That means he's a villain. So yeah,
that's villain.
And Malu...
What, you just think that...
Malu is a attractive woman. I just turned 18, all right?
Wait, is she's still younger than 18?
She's 15.
She can't be 15.
She's okay, wait, stop. We're not getting that.
Let me finish.
Okay, so, Malu, right?
Yeah.
She's too good looking to have, like, she has all these, like, kids, that, like, men at her disposal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she chooses a dog.
Yeah.
What type of evilness do you have to be on?
That's literally,
when I say R. Kelly's disease, I mean, like, just being an evil person. I was
just
saying that.
Yeah, it's like, I get what you're saying. It's like, she has all these things at her disposal, but still chooses to take this disgusting route. I get what you're saying.
I hope it's not her.
Yeah, if that's her, that's terrible. That is literally disgusting, but I hope it's not her, because she definitely, she has a lot going for her. You know, she has a fan base. She got famous off Musical.ly, I think. I'm not sure.
She's a dancer. She's actually, like, she's an actual dancer. She can dance.
She, I don't know.
She got famous off of, like, I'm not sure if this is actually the case, but, like, I started hearing about her after Daniel Bergoglio popped up, and they beefed. Yeah. Then Malu, like, blew up, and then, yeah, I believe they dated for a while, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was a weird thing.
Wait, oh, yeah, that definitely was super weird. But, you know Louis C.K., the comedian?
You know how much I used to love him.
Yeah, I was watching a couple of his comedy specials. And then I was watching this video on Instagram. It was him. I don't know comedians' names anymore.
I feel like probably Ricky Gervais.
No. It was some guy. He was the voice of... I forgot. He was in the Muppets movie. He was in the most recent Muppets movie. He was like a British guy. You know him? You know what I'm talking about? But you didn't see the Muppets?
No, I didn't.
You didn't see the Muppets. Get out.
Alright.
Free underwear. I just got an email. Wait, hold on. Come back. Alright. I'm sorry. We're just jumping from topic to topic. But I'm on my phone. And I just got an email for free underwear from Wish. This isn't an ad. Like...
We're giving away 190 pairs of designer-inspired...
So what, you think I can get some Gucci underwear for free?
No, designer inspired. They're fake.
It's Gucci. It's Gucci.
Remember that Gucci hat we saw?
Oh, yeah. And Ross? No, it was Burlington.
Yeah. All right, finish your...
Yeah, Louis C.K., he was talking... What's his name? Chris Rock? He was the voice of Marty? Is that his name, Chris Rock?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, damn.
What, a Marty?
Madagascar, the zebra.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's Louis C.K. I was about to call him Marty. Louis C.K., Chris Rock... what's his name? Damn it. I really wish I remember. Not Adam Sandler. Is it Adam Sandler? It might have been Adam Sandler. And then Jerry...
Yeah, all these people wrong for sure. All right,
No, this is right. I swear it is. And Jerry Seinfeld.
I'm going to say Jerry Lorenzo. I was like, all right, now you really got it all.
Yeah, so Louis C.K. and Chris Rock, they're talking.
Oh, yeah, this is that old thing before all that stuff came out.
I just saw this. And they're like, they're talking with Jerry Seinfeld and the British guy. I'm sorry, I don't know his name.
That's Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais?
Yes, I knew it was Ricky Gervais.
Did you say that?
Yes, I said that earlier.
Oh, sorry.
I said it's probably Ricky Gervais. He's like,
I don't know names. Yeah, but they're talking, and Louis C.K., he's like, yeah.
It's Ricky Gervais.
Me and Chris, we make jokes that you guys... Yeah, that's him. We make jokes that you guys really, like, can't make. And then Chris Rock is laughing and stuff like that. And then he says... No, wait. They were talking about something before that.
Mm-hmm.
And Louis C.K. is just like, oh, so you're saying you're a nigger. He says nigger.
Yeah.
He's white.
Okay, can I explain why that I don't care about comedians saying shit like that?
Why?
Because comedians, that's the one thing comedians are meant to do.
You think I should censor that?
No.
You think I should have? Okay. Go finish.
Yeah, but comedians, is, like, I told my dad about
this. I can say it, right? I'm black.
No, you can't.
I can't?
You can. Oh, you okay. Look so concerned.
Finish what you were saying.
Yeah, but comedians are one of the few groups of people who can, like, push boundaries. Like,
and just say what they want?
Yeah, like, they say stuff like that
to push. For the sake of the joke?
Yeah, like, it's like joking is an art. Mm-hmm. And I really, like, I don't care when he's like, oh, the nigger. Like, it's like, he's using it for, like, a punchline.
Yeah.
And he's using it for, like, to make a point of something. Most comedians are making points of shit.
Yeah.
When they, like, say words like that. Like, I was talking to my dad about this, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not getting into this on the podcast. I'm not trying to get, blacklisted.
Oh, what's blacklisted?
No, I'm kidding. People come. No, whatever. I'm going to say it. So, I don't really care that Kevin Hart made gay jokes 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Because it was 10 years ago, and plus he's a comedian. That's the one thing comedians do.
Yeah, they push boundaries.
They push boundaries. So if you're going to be, like, pissy about what he said, first of all, like,
it was 10 years ago. It's like, it's different saying something then and saying something now.
Yeah, but at the same time, he's a comedian.
Yeah.
That's what he jokes about. You can say whatever you want as a comedian. Like, it was for, like, a punchline. He's like, oh,
yeah, man. It's not like he's legit saying gay people.
Yeah, like, I don't really, it was funny, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I laugh at when Louis C.K. says, well, the N-word, you know? Mm-hmm. Or whatever. Like, I don't care, because comedy is comedy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but don't you think that, like, it's like, yeah, they can push boundaries, but you don't think there's a limit to how far they could push?
No, mm-mm.
You don't think so?
There's a limit. Mm-hmm. That's like if you start hurting people.
What do you mean? Well, like, roasting?
Physically.
I mean, that's not comedy at that point, though.
Yeah, but no, but, like, imagine, like, oh, yeah, this is for a bit. You know how pranksters from back in, like, 2012? Yeah. They was like, oh, this is a prank. You punch somebody in the face, like, and run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, like, come on, dude, chill. It's a prank. It's a prank.
Yeah, but the point I'm making is that, like, there's not a limit to comedy.
You think so?
Yeah, like, you know, like, some people are like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like it's not really a limit. This comedy is supposed to be, like, something that's constantly getting pushed forward.
Yeah.
Because, like, the way society is, it's, like, I feel like it's regressing. And the things that, like, are being pushed, like, the boundaries. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like there's other ways to progress society as a whole. And I feel like making fun of everything and the ridiculousness of everything is a way to do that. Because I think everybody deserves to be, like, equal. Mm-hmm. And if everybody deserves to be equal,
So you're saying him saying it is really just him, like, making fun of, like, how ridiculous it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, that's the point, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know something terrible that I saw. For the past week...
Don't you know, guys, real quick, though. Louis C.K. did do some f***ing shit.
Yeah, we're not, like, on his side.
I'm just saying, in general, with comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy-wise, he's a goat. All right, back to what you're saying.
Yeah, ever since you posted that one picture on your Instagram story where you were like, in 11 years, like, the human race will just be gone. And I was like, when I saw it, I put my phone down and I was like, nah, that can't, I don't know, that can't be real. Mm-hmm. And literally ever since then, my eyes have just been, like, open to the actual stuff that's been happening. Like, and how the human race is literally, like, tearing down everything. Like,
I know.
Like, I'm scrolling through Instagram, and a sensitive video comes up. You know how it'll be shaded down. And I'll say, oh, it was a sensitive video. If you still want to watch it, you can click it. I always click it just to see. Like, my hands are fast, so if I see something I don't like, I'll just swipe up real quick. But, yeah, so this might be sensitive to some people. But it's not even... it's pretty bad, kind of. But it's a hole, right, with a bunch of pigs in it. And that's all I'm going to say, because, like, it's just terrible. But, yeah, it's like...
Hoodie, you mind muting it? I want to know what it is.
I'll tell you after we finish. Okay. I don't want there to be, like, blanks in the... But it's just, like, the human race is actually trash.
Yeah, the human race is one of the few things that takes and doesn't give anything back.
Yeah.
That's why, like, even, like, in a little way, I hope, like, I can help. Like, when I die, right? Mm-hmm. I want to be buried right into the earth. Mm-hmm. No chemicals in me, no anything. The insects...
You don't want to be in a...
casket? No, I want to be buried in the earth on the top of a hill and a seed planted in me. So, like, whatever animal wants to, like, underground is eating me and, you know, like, all the worms and bugs and stuff, I can decay, become one with the earth.
I actually had an idea for, like, a charity That was, I don't know, it was just like, just a thought I had in my head, but it was called like Ban Humans or something like that. But that sounds kind of ridiculous. I might have to change the title. But to change the topic, because that was like real bad, this one's funny.
Hold on, what's Ban Humans? Explain the concept of the charity.
No, yeah, just keep humans out of the forest and out of just wildlife in general.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because it's like, we're really pushing the limits, like for real. Like, I remember I was listening to Views podcast with David Dobrik and Josh Nash. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about how there's only, like, there's only 32 tigers left. 3,200 tigers left.
That's not a lot. There's already not a lot of them because they're at the top of the food chain. They can literally eat whatever. So, like, when you have that much power, it's like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's less of you.
So, I was just thinking, you know, just put a little bit of boundaries on what humans can actually do.
Okay.
Because we're really cutting it close. Like, I know humans, the human race is definitely going to find a way to avoid dying out with probably synthetic stuff, artificial stuff.
That's still sad.
Yeah.
Because the one thing, like imagine, like, in years, you can't tell your kids, yeah, let's go outside and look at the grass.
Yeah, you can't tell your kids what a bird is because they're all gone. That's crazy. But yeah, to change the topic, Blueface. Is he good?
Okay. Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you and the audience.
Okay, so my opinion is slightly switched.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I still think he's not good. I still think he's like horrendous. Come on. No, wait. Like levels of bad.
Uh-huh.
He up there. He's up there for me.
No.
But also, here's the thing.
Yeah.
This man's not off beat. He's just. The beat's off
him. Yeah, no, that's literally...
No, I don't
Can think, I tell you something?
Wait, before you get into that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, I feel like there's an art form to how he's delivering. Mm-hmm. It's just that, like, the way he, like, his raps ain't that good. He's got some catchy lines, like, oh, that's cool. But for the most part, he's not that great of a rapper, but he has some, like, he has a cool rapping style that's being misinterpreted, I think.
Him and, this isn't what I wanted to tell you, but I just saw this morning. Him and YG, they're doing a video. Like, they made a song.
Ain't YG a blood?
Yeah, that's literally what I was just about to... That's literally like...
That's unison.
Yeah, that's a change.
Yeah,
that's real change.
Remember that pair of shoes Kendrick had?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to show you that too.
Remember that pair of shoes Kendrick had with the blood and the Crips that I wanted to get?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find them anywhere. Probably sold out all in LA or something like that. But like, that's a beautiful like message.
Mm-hmm. But something I learned about Blueface that I heard last week... He'll record the audio to the song before the beat actually comes out. So the beat is literally off him.
That's actually kind of bad.
That's very bad.
Like, I thought it was like some type of genius to what he was doing. Is it wet? Okay, never mind. I got worried. But I'm sorry.
I have my drink on my laptop. So he was just checking. I'll sit it over here.
Yeah, but that's actually terrible then. Because I thought Blueface was like, oh, yeah, he might be like actually some type of like, he might be hearing stuff slightly different with the way he raps.
Yeah, he'll record it, like, days before... Like, he's ahead of everything.
Okay, so that means this man literally is bad. Like so
he's not bad. Here, I have a clip of...
No, but here's the thing.
I'm gonna play it.
If the beat is not done, right?
Yeah.
And he's rapping to just, like, the door on his head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's kind of...
It's because it's different if you have a whole song written or maybe a melody written... And then you make a beat off of that before actually recording anything. That's different. But he's literally just recording the entire song.
And then finds a random beat to fit in.
No, he has people to make beats. And I guess he has like a homie or something. But hold on. I'm going to play this. It's Blueface. Hold on. Which one am I going to play?
You got a lot of Blueface stuff saved.
No, it's just one, two, and then three videos.
76. That's a lot of Big Chungus. That's actually kind of...
Yeah, I was making a video about Big Chungus. We can talk about that, though. I don't want to make the video about it anymore.
That's a lot of Big Chungus. Yeah. Chain hanging, swinging, I'll be like titty, y'all. Bitch, I'm literally like a titty. Diamonds on me, and they bustin' like the city. Rocky magic tricks when shit get tricky. Up the pump, no faking, bustin' like... He said bustin' like transportation. That line is kind of nice. You can't say it isn't. That line was kind of cool.
Garbage.
That line was kind of cool. Bustin' like transportation. Transportation. Public transportation is buses. It's buses. Transportation. We can talk about Big Chungus. I'll tell you about this. We jump a lot with topics.
Excited boys.
We're some excited boys. There's a toaster that if you put bread in it, It tells Bob Ross' face on the bread. Look at this. Look at this. Never look at this. Mind, look at this. Look at this.
I knew it was about to be one of those memes. Just imagine a bunch of Bob Ross toast.
Yeah, some Bob Ross toast. But pause that, because we don't want to get copyright, sir.
Maybe that's a meme.
Yeah, but YouTube doesn't know that. They think we're just listening to some Adele. You remember that Adele joke? Where it was like, I forgot how it went, but it was like,
I don't know what joke.
It was about the computer that Adele. It was what kind of computer Adele uses.
Adele.
Adele, yeah. It's f***ing dumb. But
what if Adele uses Lenovo?
I use Lenovo.
I know you
Shout
do.
Out Lenovo. For the longest time, my laptop didn't work. So actually, I take that back, Lenovo. I fixed it, though, luckily.
And but you dirty for that, Lenovo.
Yeah, you're dirty. You're dirty as hell for that, Lenovo. Because I wasn't able to take it back either. So if I didn't fix it, I'd seriously be in some trouble. Because I spent, like, literally the last little bit of my last check, getting this laptop.
That was such an epic day.
That was a real epic day. I got a jacket, a Thrasher jacket from Zoomies. But I have another thing to talk about. A girl sung through her brain surgery. She's this, like, good singer. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to make sure, like, she could still sing after the surgery. So instead of giving her medicine and stuff like that, she just was singing the whole time. Isn't that scary? Yeah, that's scary. That's terrible.
Hold up. That's brain surgery.
Yeah, brain
surgery.
So
her head was like...
Her head was open, She's on the table singing.
That's so much... That's beautiful.
That's beautiful, but that had to be painful.
The human condition can be one of the most beautiful things ever. Mm-hmm. Then it goes to being really like... It's like beautiful and painful at the same time.
Yeah. Because they have to like make incisions and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Being a doctor is hard.
They could have been removing her, like, I don't know. Actually, that's not a surgery. I'm not sure if that counts as surgery.
What were you about to say?
They were removing her meninges, but I think that's on the...
Meninges? It's cold in here. You see me shivering?
I think I said it wrong.
Meninges?
You cold? You need something that heaters.
No, because it makes background noise.
Okay. Guys, listen to this.
What, are you going to freestyle?
Mm-mm. I cried yesterday.
What happened?
So, I was feeling sad, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't got many friends. I was, like, lonely. I was like, damn. And then I walked outside my room, and I forget what happened, but my sister yelled at me, and I went in my room, and I was just like, that was funny.
Wait, you really cried, like, after that?
Yeah, because it wasn't, like, just that. It was, like, a lot of building over, like, a couple months.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I'm sad. And
I mean, you do have people around. Huh? You can always come hang out.
I know, man, but, like, no, I'm down to that. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it's just those people that, like, I cared about a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not with them anymore. I was like, damn. Then I cried. Then also, like, mm-hmm. I felt bad about another thing. I'm not going to get into that. It was another thing that happened.
We could talk about it after.
Yeah, I felt bad about something, like, because it's one of, like, my favorite things, mm-hmm. and it felt like it was just being, like, shadowing. And I was like, I just had a real rough, like couple weeks, and I was like, damn.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And I was so mad that was the thing that made me cry, because I, like, if it's like
that, the thing you can't talk about.
No, that she.
Oh,
she
yeah.
Then that was the thing that made me cry. I wish it was like something like more substantial.
So yeah. So like when you cry, you actually feel like okay.
No,
this is
I just look stupid. I just look dumb. But I knew it wasn't just crying over that, so that's why I wasn't like, dang.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also like, why did I cry over that? Like, yeah. I was like, why did that? Why was that the thing that set me off? Like,
yeah. But Rajul, so we're getting close to the end of this. Is there anything you want to say to anybody? Oh, real quick, actually, this is the first podcast of 2019.
Oh, yeah.
We just did a handshake. Dead I need to cut my nails.
Yeah, they are getting a little bit long.
I don't want to bite them off because that's disgusting.
Farouk, you want to say anything? Okay, that's all.
Yeah, thanks, Farouk. Yeah. Dang it, I was about to end it off good.
No, but you said do I have anything to say to anybody?
Oh, yes. Yeah, what do you have to say?
Kayla's not going to hear this episode for a couple days, but Kayla, I'm going over your house right now.
Actually, today?
Yeah, I'm about to hit her up and go to her house. And then after that, I'm going to go to Justin's.
Well, me and my girlfriend, we're going to 69th Street to try and get a job. Because,
Yo, if you've got any places that's hiring a little bit more, I need money for New York.
Okay. Okay, right. I'll put in a word for you then.
All right, cool, boy.
Yeah, we just did a handshake. And you cracked my finger with the left hand.
You cold.
Yeah, I'm a very cold man.
All right, let's end this so we can turn the heat. That's what where we at?
We're at half an hour. We're good.
Okay, cool.
You just listened to... Cooler Than the Nerds podcast. Thanks for listening.
Bye bye, guys. Love you.
Follow us on our social media @AndreLamont and @Rajul
with an extra U.
Bye.